Number 93. Imp Wars. The vicious imperial imps attacked without any warning at all, and in immense numbers. The immensity of the attack imperiled the whole continent. Many people were impaled on the swords of the imps. Those unfortunates who were captured were placed in impermeable containers and immersed in water or other available liquid until they drowned, the imps betting on who would live the longest. Others were immolated. There was an impalpable yet ever-present fear as the imp hordes invaded. People tried to make an impassioned defense wherever they could, but they were impelled to flee every battlefield as the imperious, impenitent, and seemingly immortal imps won victory after victory. It was imperative that other countries helped as much as they could, for invasion of other countries was imminent. Some countries were impecunious, but promised to provide soldiers to fight the war. Some people thought that if they didn't fight, they would be immune from attack. This was proved wrong when the impartial mountain country of Andea was attacked. Andea's impeccable neutrality had not granted it immunity. Clearly, no country could immunize itself against attack. The imp's aggression was immutable. Officials who were found to have imparted any information to the imps prior to the invasion were impeached and immured. Finally, several surviving countries formed an army together. Would it prove an impediment to the advance of the imps? If it could impede them long enough, reinforcements from Bandia would arrive. The impending battle would certainly not be imperceptible. The two armies each formed an apparently impenetrable barrier. They stood still and impassive, but everyone knew that this immobility wouldn't last long. Some soldiers impersonated imps, who were angered into charging by this impertinence. Observers waited tensely for the impact of sword on shield and flesh. Doom impended. The human soldiers retained strangely impersonal looks on their faces. Too late, the imps realized that they had been fooled. The ground they were charging over was an impassable frozen lake which had been disguised. The ice, impaired by their boots, broke in places, and some imps fell into the freezing water. The surviving imps had reached an impasse. The impermanent ground that they were on wouldn't hold them for long. As they stopped and considered their situation, archers appeared and killed them mercilessly. The impermeability of the strange terrain the imps were on meant that they couldn't escape.